On the show today, we have Ron Vainberg, president of Ron Vainberg International, talking about a June 22nd webinar coming up, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage, and it is entitled Winning the Rate Battle, Converting More Leads to Loans, and in our current home buying market, this is a very important topic for Creightons out there right now, so check it out. Welcome back to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Ron Vainberg from Ron Vainberg International. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to have you back, and we're having you back on because you are doing yet another webinar for the folks at CU Members Mortgage, and This one is entitled Winning the Rate Battle, Converting More Leads to Loans, and that one just kind of rolls off the tongue. I know the content's going to be spectacular, but the title just rolls off your tongue. It's very catchy, so well done on the title.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and that's going to be taking place June 22nd, and we'll have the link and the time and all that type of stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it. But Just to kick things off, Ron, just give us a quick overview, and then we'll dive into a few details of what you're going to be talking about.
Sure. Well, the overview of the program is that the market has changed drastically. Just a little bit, right? And it's changed drastically, and everybody's trying to fill the void of lost volume. And there's two ways of doing it. One is going out and finding more purchase business, and Two, becoming better at getting people to say yes to you.
Yep.
And that is an area that for years, credit unions and the mortgage industry is not really focused on it because they haven't had to.
Yeah, you're right.
And now all of a sudden it's become a very, very big hot topic, very big priority. And that's why we're doing this program.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I kind of feel like we're in this weird time right now where obviously refinancing your house isn't a really good idea because of what rates are doing, obviously. But then also the housing prices are so high, and then there's this weird supply issue that we're having as well. So it just feels like we're in this kind of weird limbo-ish time to where we're kind of going through these transformations, and then hopefully things will kind of work themselves out and get back on track for, you know, maybe later this year or something like that. Is that kind of the feeling that you're getting here?
Yes, they are.
Or maybe I'm off base. I don't know.
Well, you're not off base. It is beginning to happen. It's slow. Rates are not easing by any stretch of the imagination.
Right,
and
right.
There's real no indication that they're going to. But we are seeing inventory increasing
a little bit. Good.
Many parts of the country are experiencing it, not all parts. Bidding wars are easing. So everything, if you say the pendulum has been over here where it's been completely a seller's market, We're starting to see it come off of that.
Okay.
The challenge that you have, though, is there's still going to be limited buyer activity because of where rates are and because of home affordability. So we need the prices to come down, which they've started.
Good.
So we've had increased inventory. We're seeing prices come down. I'd love to see it get into the center. But in the last two decades, I don't even know what center is anymore. It's been going back and forth from one extreme to another. But it definitely, it's a slow move, and it's not going to be a windfall for anybody anytime quick. That's my 2-cent prediction.
Okay.
But everybody needs to become better in order to thrive, not just survive, but thrive in this market.
Got that right, for sure. So let's talk about rates here for a second. So with rates rising so rapidly this year, and they're continuing to do so, so how has that impacted the market right now? I think we've seen a lot of news stories out there, a lot of headlines talking about this, but what's your perspective? What's your take on how it's impacted the market?
You know, without the sensationalism of the media, I won't say that, you know, although I'm not a big fan, I won't say that they're really that far off. Home affordability is what has been the problem. You've had soaring home prices, rising rates. That has had a huge, huge impact on anybody who's looking for mortgage financing. Add on top of it, inflation and home affordability or life affordability has become much more challenging for many, many people.
Got that right.
So the challenge that we have is that as long as rates stay where they are, Homes are going to make it a little bit easier, but I don't even know how to tell you how much they need to move to make a difference. I don't think anybody really knows. You know who knows? Consumers will know, and they're going to let everybody else know when they decide to come back in.
They're right. gonna,
consumers always dictate what the market's going willing to accept or not. People are still buying those. So I don't want to I don't want to paint a picture that, oh my God, the sky is falling. That nothing could be further from the truth. Yeah. There are still plenty of buyers out there. They are willing to pay the higher rates to get into a home because they believe that long-term home prices are going to continue higher, and history has always taught us that.
Yeah.
So the one thing which I want to help avoid is people are throwing around the word recession and things of that nature.
I've seen that too.
And when you hear anybody use the word recession, and I've done this, I say, when you hear recession, what do you think of? Everybody says 2008. I'm like, that wasn't a recession. That was a decimation of the housing market. A recession is two consecutive quarters of declining GDP, gross domestic product. That's all it is.
Right.
So are we probably headed for a recession? I think so. But it's not 2008. Rates will come down a little bit. Home prices will come down some. And the market will do a reset. That's really what a recession is. Mm-hmm. But people are so sensitized to something that happened 14 years ago.
Still. They're still deer caught in the headlights.
it's the modern day version of the depression.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
But it wasn't a depression, but people are still sensitized to it. Yeah, so
that type of event seems like it's a once in 100 year type thing, right? So, I mean, that's knock on wood. Hopefully, yeah. So if we don't get all carried away again, but So that's an anomaly in my book. And hopefully we learn some major lessons from that to where we won't get back in that, get stuck in that era again. So yeah, I totally get what you're saying. And having said all that, so where do you see it going? Where do you see the market going the rest of this year? Because you mentioned the pendulum and all that of that stuff in your previous response. So I'm really interested to hear your take on this.
I still think housing is going to remain strong.
Okay.
I think that prices are going to drop. Rates, I think they're going to moderate. I mean, I don't think they're going to be going up much higher.
Yeah,
I think they're going to come back a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not anything that's going to generate a refinance boom or craziness. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, in order for that to happen again, you got to have some really bad things happen in the economy. So people have to be careful what they wish for.
Yeah.
Because interest rates are a reflection of the strength of the economy and inflation. And so we've got to realize that we want it to settle down. And I believe it will. I believe people are going to continue to buy. I do think more houses will come on the market, and sellers are going to have to come back to planet Earth on their prices, which has already been starting. But from a mortgage perspective, it'll be okay. It's not going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And we just have to become better. We have to become better at either sourcing business and or converting business. But I think there's still plenty of opportunity. And the other thing is, you don't see this as much in the credit union space, but if you look at what's going on outside the credit union space, layoffs are like crazy all over the place in the mortgage world.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this a long time. This is a reset that has been long overdue. And we get these resets. This is, I think, the eight or ninth reset I've been through in 30, how many years? Oh my God, I don't want to think like 36, 37 years, maybe even 38. 38 years, yeah. In 38 years around this business, this is like the seventh, eighth, or even ninth time we've had a reset. And we get through it.
Exactly. It seems like this never-ending roller coaster. You know, we have our peaks and our valleys, and somewhere in the middle, you know, people, you know, stick to it. If you stick with it, like you said, I mean, the home ownership, I mean, it's one of the best investments you can make in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. There are other great investments, obviously, but, you know, owning a home is one of those. It's definitely in the top one. So for sure. And you talked about this is going to make us get better. So having said that, what's the impact on credit unions and loan officers? Do you see anything being impacted there, if anything, or is it business as usual? Or again, how do these folks get better?
Well, the impact is that volume is down across the board.
Okay.
Mortgage volume is down over 40% for the year. So their purchases are down now because of rates going up and prices have, you know, going crazy. Refis are virtually non-existent, except for maybe some people who are cashing out. There's not a lot of rate term refinances going on in any way, shape, or form. Right. So volume is way down. So we have to become better at whatever opportunities we get, which is really what this program is about. Mm-hmm. Whatever opportunities you get, you've got to become better at beating out your competition. You have to become better at converting. Yeah. The other thing that's happening is that more credit unions are now pushing their LOs to become better at self-sourcing business. Loyalty to credit unions is not what it used to be. The internet has seen fit to make sure that it isn't like that. Meaning,
lots of choices out there.
I could be a member of a credit union. I'm going to have a sense of loyalty to the credit union, but it's not the same as it was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, it's why I do a lot of work with CUs, as you know, and credit unions are a completely different breed than the rest of the mortgage industry. But different than banks, different than mortgage bankers, different than mortgage brokers. And it's a family, it's a community. And they've never really acted or seen themselves as a quote-unquote sales organization. They've been seeing themselves as a service organization. Right. And it has served the credit union space incredibly well forever. Mm-hmm. It is still serving the credit union space, but we're seeing that we've got to become a little bit more sales focused, in which that the loyalty is just not what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, I'm not talking about foot in the door where, you know, the person knocks on the door, you know, in the old days, and they, you know, they were selling vacuum cleaners and you're shoving your foot in the door and, you know, you don't let the person close the door. I'm not talking about that type of sales. I'm just talking about that. It's not just rate, and you can't just use the word service. Because nobody promises bad service. There are plenty of people that give bad service, but nobody promises it.
Yeah.
So we just have to become better at leading individuals, customers, families to realize that not only are we a part of their community, but we are also the right choice. Yeah. And that those two are not necessarily together. They are separate aspects. Mm-hmm. And that's the move in the mindset that credit unions are adopting. And this webinar is one of the reasons why we're doing that.
Okay, cool. And I don't want to steal all your thunder here. Just kind of give us a couple of appetizers. But what can credit unions do to continue to sustain their strong originations? What can they do here? I don't want to take everything here from you, Ron, okay. But a couple of items would be kind of cool.
Well, one, which is certainly become better at self-sourcing business and learning how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping in focus what we're talking about here is heed the message that I'm going to do in the webinar, which is how to connect even better with your borrowers, how to differentiate yourself with your borrowers, with your members, so they're not completely price-focused. The best example I would give is if somebody's shopping for a mortgage and they talk to three different people, three different companies, and nobody there does anything exceptional to differentiate themselves, well, then the customer is going to make their decision based upon who's ever offering them the best rate.
Yep.
And best rate is not necessarily the right way to make a decision on a mortgage. Everybody wants to be competitive, and you got to be competitive. But there's always someone who's going to be lower. So you have to know how to build that level of trust and that connection beyond just them being a member in order for them to say, you know what, there is better out there, but I'm going to stay with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a skill set
to do that.
For sure. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, that trust factor. If you've done business with that organization, a credit union in this case, you have a history with them and doing business with them and building that loyalty and that trust, more than likely they're going to go with you in this instance because they trust you. They know how you do business and they appreciate that. And they know that you bend over backwards for them. So yeah. So if they don't have the lowest rate, that might not be the biggest hurdle there. So I think that's a great point.
It's not the biggest hurdle as long as they do other things.
Right.
And not just depend upon the relationship with the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many forces, too many messages, too much noise that could interfere with someone really recognizing the true value that the credit union has brought to them all these years.
Yeah.
There's a lot of distraction out there. There's
a little bit.
Yeah, right. So we can't just rely on that. That's a great foundation, which makes everything easier for credit unions, but they do need to know the questions to ask to develop a better connection with their clients. They need to know the questions to ask when a borrower says, you know what, I know I'm a credit union member, but I saw a better rate elsewhere. And you can't just use the membership as the catalyst or the reason for them to stay with you. It's not good enough, not anymore.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of what we'll be covering on how to do that.
Good deal. Yeah, you're right. There's so many distractions, AKA competition out there vying for your members' competition or business rather. So good stuff. Yep. Ron, anything else? I know we've just scratched the surface here and we just want to put an appetizer out there for folks out there about the webinar, but anything else to add to wrap up? Any other final thoughts you want to provide?
The thing I would say to wrap this up is when they attend the webinar, I promise you they're going to be thinking differently. It's a 60-minute webinar. They're going to be thinking differently about lead conversion from minute number one by the time we get to minute number 60. Cool. It'll be a different way of thinking. It's not anything that's outlandish. It just, what I teach and what I share aligns with basic human psychology. It aligns with our buying patterns, our decision-making patterns. Mm-hmm. And when you understand how people make decisions, your ability to get them to want, like, and trust you goes up dramatically. And so the strategies that I'll be sharing are those exact strategies, which will make anyone who uses them more effective at getting people to say yes.
Cool. Good stuff. All right. Can't wait. All right. June 22nd. The webinar again is entitled Winning the Rate Battle, Converting More Leads to Loans. Can't wait. We are going to be there and we're going to soak it all up as well, Ron. So thank you so much for your thoughts today and good luck on June 22nd. Not that you need it, but hey, good luck on June 22nd.
I'm excited to do it and I appreciate that. And thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, we'll put the link in the show notes so everybody can go register and go check it out. And really excited. Good stuff. All right, Ron, I'll let you get back at it and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much.
You too, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome.